Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm so upset that I told you I saw Manny Fresh from Cash Money, of New Orleans rap fame.
Yeah.
You'd know it. If you heard Everybody Get Your Roll On, you'd know it, John.
For real.
Yeah, you'd know that. Isn't there a game? What was the game y'all used to play? John versus Genius, right?
Yeah. Well, we've done. No, we haven't done any Manny.
Everybody
Fresh,
get your roll on. There's a lot of good songs actually. Man, I like Manny. You could play something that's clean, probably.
For maybe
Manny Fresh. That John would know. I'm sure John knows some of those songs. You don't think?
No.
Zero.
Okay.
And Bun I told Bun that I saw Manny Fresh up there. You know, he's just sitting there having some delicious oysters. The caviar tater tots, and I don't know what else. I wouldn't bother. I just went and said hi to him. And I saw somebody across from him. There were three different girls there with three different guys. And it was like six people. And I saw a girl that I thought, man, she looks familiar. And I'm one of those people, I could see somebody in an airport, and I'm like, golly, I feel like I should know them. Now, but if I saw them on TV or the internet, I'd know exactly who they were. And that's Amber Rose. Bun said, how did you say you saw Manny Fresh, but you didn't mention you saw Amber Rose, or you didn't notice Amber Rose? And I'm like, oh my God, that was Amber Rose. How did I miss?
So
I knew it was somebody. I just couldn't place Amber Rose. And you're on a lot of Amber Rose pictures right now.
Amber Rose was there, and you're talking
about
Manny Fresh.
Well, she wasn't dressed like that.
Well, apparently you...
She didn't... Wasn't... Yeah.
Like that.
But she was just sitting on a chair, but I
what
noticed things. Even
you?
With her sitting on a chair, I noticed she was
Good
sitting on
Lord.
A chair. But Bun's like, how did you not say it? And I realized, oh my God, I wish I would have never known that was Amber Rose. Because then I would have appreciated that Amber Rose was there.
Yeah. Oh, you would have appreciated it as opposed to, oh my God, Amber Rose is there.
Well, he's telling me now, and I realize, I just wish he wouldn't have told me.
Yeah.
I wish I could have gone through life not knowing that she was right there for me to like, you know.
to get a look in.
No,
apparently
not,
you don't care about icky girls. That's all you're,
ooh, Manny Fresh is here. Ooh.
Yo, everybody, Manny Fresh
everybody.
Oh my God, y'all.
Oh my God. Icky, and he was with an icky girl.
Gator boots. Remember, Sean?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. Let's get Garrick in here. Is this Garrick Cole?
No, it's not him.
Oh.
Hey, good morning, gents. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Lance, I'm calling in to answer any questions you got about Hulu Live TV. You know,
yeah,
I got
so,
it. I can answer it.
Okay, so I don't know if you work for the company, but my guy Tony says local channels, yes. Dell's right. The interface isn't great, but I've had it for over a year, and I like it. And he also said it's got unlimited DVR with Hulu Live. It's dope. What do you think? You like it?
Yeah. I enjoy it, man. We basically used it to replace our cable services.
What did you have before?
All the locals. So I live up in Huntsville, so I had Suddenlink. So the redheaded stepchild of Xfinity.
Yep. And so what? And so you get all your local channels?
All the locals, ESPNs, the Fox Sports. It also has Big Ten Network built into it. And I think I get Pac-12 stuff as well. I don't care about that, but it's there. But recently they also made it to where you now have access to ESPN Plus through it. So anything that they're doing on the ESPN Plus networks, I can get it through Hulu. I never have a shortage of sports, to be honest with you.
Mm. So I already pay for Hulu.
So,
premium. So I got to figure out if that I think I'm going to cut cord. I never thought I'd be that person. But once Sunday Ticket left, I mean, DirecTV had me by, they had me by the throat for years because of March Madness. I could get every game with March Madness. I was like, you guys can't get every game. Well, now every game's on
everywhere. Yeah.
True TV and all that stuff. And now NFL Sunday Ticket, I'm like, okay, well, I have to stay there because the NFL Sunday Ticket. Although my wife pointed out, you can buy NFL Sunday Ticket. You can get it a la carte. I'm like, nah, this is easy enough. Now that I don't watch any, I don't watch that much local TV. Thanks for the call, Garrick. I might have to switch over. But I have to have AT&T Sportsnet. I have to have that.
On Fubo, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to have that because of Rockets and Astros.
Yeah, you have to have it.
I mean, I don't need it for Rockets right now.
Did you see what the Chargers posted and then deleted? That they are giving the third pick, they're moving up from 13 to 11, and they're giving up their third rounder. They're trading with the Giants. So the Giants are going to get the number 13 pick and the 77th pick, which
you
is
think
the
this
Chargers'
is happening?
Third rounder. Well, the Chargers posted this and then deleted it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was this recently?
It was just happened, apparently. Somebody screen grabbed it.
Say what it says.
Pro Football Focus screen grabbed it.
And what does it say?
It says posted and deleted by the Chargers.
And show me what the Chargers, what
Chargers
the tweet
move
said.
Up to 11.
And what did
from
it
13?
Say? What did they say in their tweet?
It says Chargers trade up. Who's it going to be? Hashtag bolt up.
Wow. And Gabe Gellerman tried to tell everybody, I'm trading back. All right. That's not true. I always trade back. Like, no, Dave, you've literally never traded back ever in the first round. Now he's like, you know, Dave Gellerman at some point is going to go.
He's dabbing.
That's
a
how
double
he,
dab?
But he's gonna, he doesn't know how to dab. He doesn't know.
Oh, he,
so yeah, he's going to try to do a dab, and he's going to go
Dave
like this.
Gellerman. So actually, great job by the Giants. You go two back. They're still going to be a really good player. Two
yeah,
back,
so my guess
you
is
pick
the
up
Chargers. You know, the Chargers are in pretty good shape for an offensive lineman.
Well,
at
apparently,
13.
Herbert is trying to get him to take Sewell.
Well, you don't trade up to 11 to get Sewell. Like, you have to know Sewell's on the board. If you're trading up this far in advance, then you have to have three or four players you like.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, this is what I think. So, if you think about it, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Sewell, Rashawn Slater, one of those four is going to be there.
Yep.
One of those four is going to be there. You could easily move up from 13 to 11 and be in good shape. There's a chance that all four could be gone at 13.
Well, or at 11, you mean?
No. If they stayed at 13.
Oh, it's safe. Right.
Or that somebody would trade up ahead of them. Dude, this is going to be so many trades in this draft. There's going to be so many trades. I've never seen anything like this where you have two tackles that people really like a lot, or really like a lot. You have two corners, J.C. Horn and Pat Surtain. You have four pass catchers, three wide receivers, and two and one tight end. You have five quarterbacks. So 13 total players. And then you got Micah Parsons, who deserves to be in the top eight picks considered. And if you're okay with his
antics,
then you now have 14. So it's going to be interesting. But with so many of them in the same position group, that's what's going to make this turn this into a trade fest. You know what? Somebody's going to fall out of that group. Either Fields or Lance or Mac Jones. Because what if Mac Jones doesn't go three?
If he doesn't go three.
He ain't going to be eight. I don't think they're going to draft him. They would have drafted him before, but I don't think.
Is that where the Patriots come up? And
that's where the Patriots would take him probably.
Well, no, but they might even move up.
Yeah, they might. They might move up. Yeah. They might move up to 12, maybe flip flop 12 and 15. So I'm telling you, this draft, even though the Texans don't have a first, this is going to be a very. This draft is going to be extreme, and there's a ton of injury red flags in this year's draft, more so than I've ever seen, because they only had the injury combine. Like, there's not enough time. The combine for injuries was in early April. They just don't have enough time to do second checks and rechecks and bring them into their own team doctors and do extensive stuff. So from what I understand, some guys who drop because of injury, some teams who might have kept a guy on a board, they're just like, we just can't take a chance. Scratch him out of the first round. And that's why there's going to be some players, I think, fall maybe out of the first round, and then other players in the draft that you guys might not care about, like Dell's guy, the safety from Florida State, Hamza.
Stop.
Nasruddin.
He's not my guy.
It's your guy, kind of your guy.
He's not at all my guy.
It's kind of your
guy. I heard Terrace Marshall is, it's a couple things. It's not the knee so much as the foot. The foot is a concern.
Really?
I heard don't put him in a first. Landon Dickerson, don't put him in a first.
Medicals.
Yeah. Dickerson got some slander over the weekend.
What happened with that?
I forgot what article it was. It might have been from The Athletic, but a snippet made it on the Twitter about how multiple scouts, like, it's a great story, but he's always injured. There's no talent there. He's just a guy.
Who?
From a scout.
Yeah, that's
anonymous.
Not
Dickerson? Scouts. Yeah.
He has way more talent than that guy from Ohio State. Hmm. No, that's not true. And he also is an extraordinary leader.
That's what they said.
He's in the locker room.
Great guy, but I don't. He goes, I'm not taking him. I don't see the talent there. He's injured.
I think he's a second
injured all
talent.
The time.
Yeah, that's
true. And just a guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, 915 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here and hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. We talked to Astros baseball. Winning 3 out of 4 was nice. Yesterday, not so great. You knew they weren't going to hit all that much after scoring 16. Great come-from-behind win on Friday night. Robel Garcia with the game winner in the 10th inning. To give up 2 in the 10th and then score 3, we haven't seen the Astros do that. They also scored 8 on Thursday, so looks like the offense is getting back into the swing of things, which is nice. Altuve coming back. We'll see what the lineup is like once he gets back. Did you happen to see Tatis's act this weekend? Did you see him? Did you see him and Trevor Bauer?
Well, you mean his act is in bombing home runs off of...
5 homers in 4 games?
Yeah.
Which was
Carlos does that all the time.
What?
That stuff. Yeah,
I don't believe that is. I don't believe that is even close to the case. But okay. But apparently, did you see him? He hit a homer off Bauer when he peeked at the sign from the catcher.
Yeah, that's gonna be By the way, he gave a little peek show on that one. That's gonna be caught, and that's gonna be dealt with. Well, unless baseball's gone soft, which is possible.
Well,
they might say that's not right. Now we're going to try to peek on yours. It used to be like, oh, Tatis just looked back at our sign. Now he's going to wear one high on the back.
Well,
Trevor Bauer didn't necessarily talk about that particular thing, but he talked about, because he was asked about Tatis celebrating getting homers off him. And Trevor Bauer is like, good.
Whatever.
That's baseball.
Yeah, he was fine with
we
it.
We should stop. Hey, he said, you know what we should do? Stop throwing at guys because they're having fun.
Yeah. No, and you know what? Good for him. Good for Bauer. I mean, he's kind of an idiot, but you know what? Good for him. So, am I crazy or did Fernando Tatis know what was coming? Let me know, because he did. He looked down. There's no question he looked down, and it looked like he saw the sign. Trevor Bauer, if you need to know what pitch is coming that badly, just ask Daddy nicely next time, Tatis. You know I ain't scared, homie.
Who said that?
Trevor Bauer said it.
Bauer said that?
Yeah. And then Tatis put out, tranquilo, hijo. And he's holding Trevor Bauer in his arms like it's his kid. Tranquilo, hijo, like it's his kid. Which means, calm down, son.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Tatis and, I mean, that Dodger San Diego. Look, I mean, couple of weeks, teams.
I grew up in L.A., and sure, there was the city thing, but the Chargers and the Dodgers were rarely ever good at the same time, so it wasn't a thing. I didn't grow up hating the Chargers, even when I was a little kid, as a Dodger. I mean, the Padres, even when I grew up as a little kid, hating the at least rooting for the Dodgers. But it's real now. They both feel like, well, at least the Padres feel like the Dodgers standing in their way. The Dodgers have been, as much as we don't like them, the Dodgers have been the dominant team in the NL for a long
time
now.
I'm so glad to have, look, I'm not obviously a National League fan anymore, but this is great to have a team that can smoke the Dodgers potentially with a young superstar. I mean, Tatis was a monster this weekend. Mm-hmm. He was a monster. And then a second, and he lets the Dodgers know it when he hits home runs too. Like, it's not fun for Tatis to hit a home run. If you're old school and you like for guys to get around the bases, Tatis is not one of the guys you want to hit a home run.
No, but it is awesome. I thought it was
against you.
You know,
I mean,
what? And I liked that Bauer wasn't a little biznotch about it.
Yeah, I did too, but he kind of is, though. Didn't he go to, I'll show you. Wait until I go get my Twitter thumbs out and start to make comments on Twitter. He did make a little Twitter comment.
Well, he said, if you need to know the pitch, I'll just tell you. Your daddy will tell you. I'll tell you what the pitch is coming. That's what he said.
Ask daddy nicely.
Instead of peeking.
Absolutely. I'd like for you to tell me every time from now on, and I will yank your crap out of the yard every single time.
Whoa.
And then Bauer's going to have to be like, I want Bauer to do so poorly.
You what?
Yeah, I mean, part of me respects him because he's consistent with, you know, as a pitcher, and he's consistent with his, you know, what he talks about. We live in a whole world where people are inconsistent. That dude is pretty consistent. He goes after people who he feels like are cheating and all that stuff, even though he also now uses a tremendous amount of foreign substance.
And being investigated by Major League Baseball.
And then cried about it.
Over
dude.
The weekend, Tatis, 1-for-4 with strikeout, stolen base. Then he was 3-for-5. With two homers and three RBIs. Then he was 2-for-5 with two homers and two RBIs. Then he was 2-for-4 with a homer and an RBI and two walks. What a weekend in a series that those guys are, they just can't stand each other. These two, I love it. That's the best rivalry in baseball.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right now, I mean, people will try to, the Northeast will still try to hang on to, no, it's still Yankee Sox. Nah.
Not even close. The Yankees suck.
It's not White Sox and Cubs.
No.
It's
Cardinals.
I don't
Cubs.
Know. The Rangers and Astros, when that boot gets involved, it's a pretty big deal.
For
what?
Yeah.
When the boot's on the line, all bets are off.
So Tatis has gone all the way from 118 on last Monday to 246 over the weekend.
Is 118 the total games that he's ever played in baseball?
No, that's
okay. It might be less, right?
Yeah. He was hitting 083. 083 on the 3rd of April. And he's up to 246 right now. And how's that money they spend that? How's that now, Lance? Mm. How you like it now?
Come see me in like year 5.
Yeah.
When he's 27?
Cash me out
27 he's going to fall off?
Huh?
You say year 5, you mean when he's 27 years old?
How far is that falling off?
Well, if he falls off, it won't be for talent. It'll be for injury. I'm not worried about the talent. The talent's good. The injury is what I'd be concerned with. You mean the guy with the back issues in his early 20s? That's a little bit of a concern. It's going to drop Caleb Farley maybe out of the first round. But
are
Tatis,
they the same back
give
issues?
Give him a 14-year deal.
Are they the same back issues?
I don't know. I just know back issues last. Ask John. John, how's your back issue?
My back is great. You got to play a lot of golf.
Almost every day.
Just fine.
The golf fixes it?
Golf fixes it every day. Yeah. So that's why I got to play golf every day. Yeah. So, no, nothing better than a bad back and shoulder, which he pops his shoulder out when he swings the bat. So that's always fun.
So ESPN's on their Deshaun has been knocked out of the tower. Justin Fields is in the tower. And so ESPN is constantly trying to save
Rapunzel.
Justin Fields.
Let your hair down, Justin Fields.
Here's what I've never understood. College, and it's really college fans, get so upset about where you project their players to go.
Well, you're lying about them. That's why.
What round? No, I mean, every college fan has always been like that. If you say that a player from X university is going, I've dealt with that for Longhorn fans, Aggie fans. It really doesn't matter. It's all college sports. They, like, it's a competition of some, like it's a game. Y'all do know that where a guy gets drafted really is irrelevant, right? It literally means nothing other than the amount of money they get up front and for their first 5 years.
Well, it helps a college, a university, when their players are drafted high.
First round, second round, it doesn't.
No, because it helps with recruiting.
You know what helps is when you have Hall of Famers. Look at this. This guy's a Longhorn. This guy's a Longhorn. This guy's an Oklahoma Sooner. This guy. I mean, all you had to do is you want them to be good players.
No, you want them to be drafted high because the university will say, look, we got them.
You're going to get drafted.
That's kind of overrated because we can go take a look at. We can go take a look at Texas has been pulling in. They don't have guys drafted high, and they pull in five stars all the time.
That's because they're Texas, and
they don't
in
pull in
state.
Alabama's players.
No, they don't. They don't recruit.
No, but Alabama started pulling in five star guys, and I think
Alabama's players get drafted high.
I don't get why people get so upset if a player may fall
because
in
it's
the draft.
Player they watch and they think he's really good. It's not logical.
It's not logical at all.
It's their guy
How's
who they think
Will
is really
Greer
good.
Doing.
Terrible.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You had him projected as one of the greats of that draft.
No, I put him. I was actually favorable. I gave a third round grade on him.
Isn't he still with the Panthers or something?
I guess third because I don't want to hear anything about.
But West Virginia people enjoyed that, didn't they?
No, because during the summer I didn't say he was the best player in college football. I was a bad person because a guy who's not even playing football anymore. I didn't put him in one of the top 10 wide receivers to watch. A guy who wasn't even drafted. Like they should get. Let's just be real. If you hound me about that kind of stuff, kind of stuff where I have to deal with this for multiple days, mm-hmm. and your guy doesn't even get drafted, then something should happen. You either have to give me a bunch of money or I get to tase you.
What?
Let's just make this fair and honorable.
Money or tasing?
If you're going to come after me and annoy me for multiple days, how I've lost all credibility and all that because I said your guy's not – one of the top 10 receivers to watch in college football, which, by the way, sophomore, junior, senior. It takes up three classes because David Sills.
Sills.
I don't have him. I even had, like, Dana's son came into me in direct messages like, why do you not have David Sills? Like,
well, you know he's still playing, right?
You're disrespectful.
You know he's still playing.
He's played for the Giants.
He's on the team. That's great. He wasn't drafted.
He's not one of the
top 10 wide receivers to come out of this.
He's a good kid, 19 and 20 draft.
He could be a great kid.
He's a great kid.
He could be a great kid. But if y'all don't know what you're talking about, then stay out of my mentions. West Virginia?
What?
God bless. Like, where's Dave Sills? I don't know. He'll make a practice squad somewhere. I don't know what to tell you. What about Greg Jennings? He'll probably be overdrafted because he runs fast in a straight line and then not play. What about Will Greer? You ever seen Will Greer? Yes, that's a problem. I've seen him. You haven't watched him when he takes 7 sacks against Iowa State for like 150 yards. I've never seen a player in my life take more lost yardage than that guy.
He just tries to make plays.
He couldn't take a 6-yard sack. He had to turn it into 26. When you run straight backwards because you think you're making a play.
You're making plays.
God.
Well, just make plays, Lance. Why don't you make some insurance plays?
But this is what kind of drives me crazy is now Ohio State fans are all upset.
Yeah. He's like, knocking our guy.
Justin Fields?
Don't knock our guy.
Justin Fields falls past 3. I'm sorry for your loss.
Should he be drafted
behind
Mac
Jones? I'm sorry your good friend Justin Fields didn't get drafted
third.
It's
a little disrespectful to get drafted behind Mac Jones.
Then it'll show that.
A little bit.
Mitchell Trubisky, then history shows what happens with Mitchell Trubisky versus Deshaun and Patrick Mahomes.
One guy.
It comes up quite frequently.
Well, as long as one guy doesn't like massages, then he still gets to stay on teams.
Okay, Pat Mahomes. We'll drop Deshaun for right
okay,
now.
Okay, yes.
Pat Mahomes got drafted after Mitchell Trubisky as well. Let's talk about your insurance right now, homeowner's insurance. It's a big deal. Your homeowner's insurance is something you have to have. If you don't have it, you're screwed. And homeowner's insurance, it's also important to have A-rated insurance because you want somebody who will actually pay off and not try to weasel out of the insurance if you have something happen to your home. You want respectable A-rated insurance companies. So what TGS Insurance does is they have a group of A-rated insurance, and they will make sure that you get the very best price for this group of A-rated insurance. They shop them all. You text the word money to 232323. They'll take you through the process. It takes about 15 seconds for you to get a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance, and they'll find you the best rates. And if you want to add flood insurance or you want to add additional insurance, they can do that for you as well. But the bottom line is you are probably paying too much with the company you're with right now, especially if you haven't been shopping for homeowners insurance for several years. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 933 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The Rockets lost. I don't know if you guys heard, but the Rockets lost this weekend.
Yep.
And it was
this is unfortunate. This is in the bag. I mean, this is in the bag.
They got Minnesota tomorrow night.
Whatever. No. Rockets are battling. There's not a team out there alive.
I hope you feel good. I hope you didn't jinx this now.
Even if they lose, what's the problem?
If they win?
If they win and we lose. Okay. It is opposite day. Even if they win, which is a loss, they're in great shape. Why are you so worried?
Now, they have been able to lose
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're really that worried about. Take a look at those
two standings. They've been able to win two of their last 16.
They are two games ahead for the worst record in all of basketball. What do you think is going to happen the rest of the way?
What are you concerned about? They're going to lose to Minnesota and fall out of the lottery?
Or win? Yeah.
Is that a five game? Is that worth
five? What are you worried about?
No, they
got 15 wins, John. The closest, let's see, Detroit 18, Orlando 18, Minnesota 17. They're good. They're in the bottom four.
They're in the bottom three. They need to be in the bottom three.
No, you just have to be bottom four.
No.
To better your ping pong balls.
Yes,
you're right.
Right.
Four is lottery protected, but you still need to finish in the
bottom. Right. So that you get worst you can be. Yeah. The worst you can be is the fourth.
So how do you see them making up ground on Orlando or Detroit? By the way, Detroit is 1-10 in their last 10. Orlando though, 4-6.
Orlando is actually after they got
and
rid
Minnesota
of everybody.
Minnesota has been scrappy too. They're 4-6 right now.
Well, Anthony Edwards is playing. He's been playing his ass off. And by the way, rookie of the year. I know that LaMelo got hurt and everything else.
Well, LaMelo was on track until they got hurt.
Too bad.
No one's feeling bad for him. I'm just telling you how it broke down.
You're always, I hope the Ball brothers get good.
What?
I hope they get the hype.
Yeah,
they
that's
deserve.
Clearly how I've operated on this show. Hoping the Ball brothers get the
hope
love.
They finally get the hype they so richly deserve.
Uh-huh.
No
uh-huh.
one's ever talked about the Ball brothers
Yeah,
before.
That's me.
Never lost.
John, I don't think you really have to worry.
No, you're good. I don't know why you're sitting there sweating the Minnesota game.
Well, I'm just a little. I mean, we gotta. Let's.
Of what's gonna happen?
You know what? Don't put all your.
You see a win streak coming.
You're putting the cart before the. We got locked up. Oh yeah, really? Is that how you bet?
No.
Okay, somebody tells you it's locked up. How'd that work out for you?
Signed Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, you just dabbed too on the whole system.
I shouldn't have dabbed.
Yeah.
Look, Christian Wood has an ankle thing going on. So why rush him back?
Well, you can't win if Christian Wood's not on.
Yeah, so what you worried about?
No, I'm good.
Are you guys familiar with... I'm going to play a game with... Dell, you don't answer this. I'm going to ask John. John, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Who was having a better year this... Who had a better year last year? John Morant or Zion Williamson?
Ja.
Yeah. It was... That's a lock.
Yeah.
Well, it's number one. Ja played.
Yeah.
Ja played. That was a big barrier to entry was Zion not playing as much.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Zion has played. Who is having a better year, Zion Williamson or Ja Morant?
Ja's been hurt
mm-hmm.
this whole year. So
well, I mean, he's played 51 games.
He was how many games did he miss?
I don't think he missed as much as you think.
He hasn't missed as much. He's been nicked up and played through some
he's
stuff.
He's played 51 and
Zion's played 55.
Zion's played 55. Who do you think's having a better year? Based on all the key demographics, the key markers.
Counting stats.
I haven't really heard much about either of them if you want, and mm-hmm. I've watched zero of their games.
Right. So what'd you guess?
I would guess Zion.
Okay. Ja Morant this year is averaging, last year he averaged 17.5 points a game. He was a rookie. This year, 19.5. He's gone up. His rebounds are the same. His assists are exactly the same. His steals are exactly the same. His blocks are almost exactly the same. His turnovers very slightly down. His two-point field goal percentage went from 51 to 50.5. Like, unbelievable consistency. His three-point percentage went from 33 last year to 30 this year. And his field goal percentage went from 47 to 45.6. But still having a good year.
Yeah.
Zion, how many points a game do you think Zion Williamson is averaging?
I'm going to say 16.
Okay, 27.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, this is, like, shocking to me. Zion's averaging 27 points a game right now. What do you think he's shooting from the field?
Probably 52%.
61%.
Wow.
61.7%.
Wow.
Almost 62% from the field, 30% from three.
Wow.
But he's
in New Orleans. That's the problem.
No, he's actually looks, I think he looks a little leaner right now. Like his upper, like his arms, that's where you can usually tell.
Yeah.
He's a little more defined through his shoulders. I think he's actually...
Well, but I mean, he's in New Orleans. Anthony Davis played in anonymity.
Oh, you didn't mean like he's in New Orleans, he's going to get fat?
No. Anthony Davis was one of the best players. He played in anonymity because he was in New Orleans.
Ready? Here's his numbers. 27, 7.3, and 3.6 assists. Zion is having a hell of a year, and he's shooting almost 62% from the field.
But
Zion, 27, I would have never guessed. I mean, I see the highlights. I watch the game sometimes. I never would have put 27 points a game on Zion. Would you, Dell? Did you know that?
Well, I knew he was having a great year, and I'll just pull up random stats for guys. And yeah, I knew he was having a really good year.
Shocking is because the hype train on Zion coming out was ridiculous. Like you said, Ja was better. You would think that they would be playing this up. It's not. He's not.
Well, because
do you realize?
Well, they don't stink. They're just not good.
Zion averaged almost 5 points more per game last year.
In just less time.
Morant did last year, too. Zion right now for... John Morant is averaging 18.6 points per game and 7.3 assists for his career. Zion is 25.6 and 7 rebounds for his career.
And why you're not hearing about it, John, is because the Pelicans are 8 games under 500.
Yep.
And Stan Van Gundy may not be long for that job, even after just 1 year. That apparently that team ain't responding to whatever he's saying. And the reports out there like... They're barely even listening to Stan. So 1 year in, he may be already on the hot seat because Zion's played better. Brandon Ingram had an all-star year, and they're not going to make the play-in.
No,
they're four and a half back of the Warriors, and not catching the Warriors for 10. They would have to have the Spurs probably fall off. Zion, great player, but how much can you focus on a team that's 8 games under 500?
Yeah, no. I mean, he didn't nothing. But he's still Zion. I mean, he's a superhero. ESPN, didn't they rescue him from the tower all last offseason?
Well, he wasn't really being persecuted so much as...
Well, kind of.
He was just big and not kinda. Playing.
No, but this is why we
Lance
gotta be...
was body shaming him.
That's
how
true.
I did a little bit. I said he's got to lean down, and he did. I don't know how much, but he does. I think he looks better. But I do think that... It is so funny how quick we are to go up and down in sports. But last year, you see all the highlights of John Morant and Zion has a hard time staying healthy and yada, yada. But here we are in year two, and Zion is doing everything that people thought he had the ability to do. In year two, 27 points a game, almost 62% from the field. His numbers in the paint are insane. He's such a high percentage shooter in the paint. All the hype that he had coming out, when you think about it, it's all right there now. And we are, and I will, granted, we're used to the James Harden, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, you know, crazy triple-double numbers on a regular basis. So when we see something like 27 points a game and 7.6 rebounds or whatever it is, you just think, oh, that's nice. That's really good. That's really, really good. We're just kind of spoiled by the crazy triple-double numbers from these, you know, guys who are going to all be Hall of Famers. But Zion, I just wanted to mention how I was wondering if he had flown under the radar with you as much as he had.
Oh, absolutely.
I asked my kids who said, who's having a better year, Zion or...
You know, if you want to know the truth, though, other than, I mean, the NBA, because the Rockets are so bad, that the NBA is flying under the radar for me, if you want to know the truth. It really is. I mean,
I'll really
enjoy it. Why don't they just go to the Lakers and Nets NBA Finals? Just do it.
Well, it's not guaranteed.
Well, I mean, as soon as LeBron gets healthy.
Hey, well, can Kevin Durant make it through a playoff run being healthy? That dude's missed games, just not playing, and then he's left multiple games this year from injury.
So Anthony Davis is back, but he's not really because they don't really know how to get him into. They just saw a story this morning how, and we got to figure out how to get Anthony Davis into the offense. What? As soon as he steps on the floor, give him the
Davis.
Ball.
Depending on when LeBron gets back and they get it together, there's a real shot the Lakers could fall to six and be playing the Clippers in the first round.
That's insane. The Lakers could be six.
And they could play the Clippers in the first round.
God.
Wow. That would be...
Is your dream going to come true that LeBron or James doesn't...
Ooh, what if it's...
Win a title?
What if... How about
Clippers,
that?
Clippers, Bucks, of, Clippers, Sixers.
What if the Jazz beat the Nets in the NBA
Finals? What if
Morey
wins a title and then dabs on Manny?
He doesn't dab.
All the haters in Houston.
Why are you... What? Why are you...
He's the only one that came to my mind.
Why are you worried about Morey?
Or Ice Gelski. I think he's... Yeah. I'm just trying to think of the consistent Morey haters.
It doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter for us because if you're a Rocket fan...
This has
nothing to do with us. But the Clippers have a real shot. If they play the Lakers and a healthy LeBron and AD in the sixth seed, I would take the Lakers in that series.
Lakers could easily beat
them. And you know what happens? The Clippers, all that is over. You think Kawhi comes back?
You know what the Lakers then
become?
He's got
a player option.
The Lakers then become the Rockets from 1995, who ended up coming from a sixth seed. Everyone knew they were more dangerous. Clyde Dream had been hurt for part of the season. They had added Clyde during that year. They just couldn't get together on a roll at the same time. And then it all came together in the playoffs, and they smoked everybody from a sixth seed. The Lakers are kind of just ho-hum. We'll be fine. LeBron's hurt. Anthony Davis, blah, 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 ho-hum. And then before you know it, it's a massive problem for everybody because the Lakers are out there in front of six seed. But you still have to win on the road. I mean, that's still...
Not the first round. If they play the Clippers, it's just home game.
Yeah,
same thing.
It is. It's true.
Now, you think the anyone taking the two seed, which is what... Is it the Suns right now over the Lakers in a series? No.
No.
And then they would... Maybe the Jazz or whoever or the Nuggets in a round in the finals, conference finals. You're not taking the Jazz over the Lakers in the conference finals. So, like I said before, I don't think the Lakers care about seeding. I mean, they probably don't want to see the Clippers in the first round because that's the most talented team they would face from the sixth seed. But even then, I don't think they'd be that concerned.
No, I mean, they're still the favorite.
Yeah.
No matter what.
As long as
they're
healthy
in the home
back
court,
on the floor.
Whatever.
Yeah, as long as they're good to go, they're fine.
Yeah. All right, 945 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us. Come on.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 948 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Agree or disagree? John Wall, I'm still a big-time player. I am an all-star.
Excuse me.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect. Yeah.
John Wall says it. John Wall.
Remember when we thought he was going to have some type of knee surgery so he wouldn't play anymore? Apparently, that's not going to happen. Not that it matters. He's not good.
Yeah, he's I don't really care. He's not play, a big time player. It ain't going to matter. Okay, is this guy for the last 3 years? Is John Wall one of the most inconsequential, high dollar players in all of basketball?
High dollar?
Well, the answer is yes, but...
Well, yeah, he has been, for the last 4 years because he's been injured.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, and now that he's not anymore, he's still on the...
Well, he doesn't play all
one
the
of
time.
The no, now he's on the worst team as opposed to the Wizards, which was one of the worst teams.
What has if Daryl wins a title with... And then he stuck us with Wall.
He well, got he up
and left
trade,
us with the
he?
Bill. Like Daryl said, hey, I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. And then drove away... And we got the bill like, oh, my God, Daryl ordered this terrible John Wall champagne,
he didn't make
and he's
the
on
trade.
Our bill.
Did Rafael or Daryl make that trade?
Oh, no, that was Rafael, yeah.
Yeah, but he left
and
us.
And Rafael goes, I'll...
He left us with...
Do you guys still
Russell
want that
Westbrook.
John Wall champagne? Yeah.
He left us with Russ and James, two guys that didn't want to be here. Neither of them. Daryl got in his car.
He had the valet pull out to the side behind the restaurant. He got his car and drove away. And Rafael Stone was part at the dinner table. He's like, I guess I'll pay. And like, well, he ordered, well, there's an order for a John Wall. And right then when he could have said, no, I don't want that champagne. Put it back. I just want the check right now. He said, yeah, that's fine. We'll take the Magnum champagne, the giant one. Sure, bring that here. I'll put that on the tab too.
Mm.
And then if Daryl wins a title.
You think Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are winning a title? By the way.
I don't want Garrett Cole to win one. I don't want Joel Embiid to win one. I don't want Daryl to win one.
Joel Embiid.
I'm Silky Johnson, the sports talk host.
Hate, just hate, hate, hate.
Hater of the year. I don't want, if you leave Houston, I don't want you to win one. Sorry, Georgie.
Oh.
Nope.
He has to actually Garrett play Cole, first,
nope.
Right?
Daryl, nope. None of them. Don't want James to win one. Nope.
Ooh. So of all of it, you don't mind LeBron winning. You're a LeBron hater.
No, I want Kawhi to win one.
You want Kawhi to win again?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of James winning his first and being able to celebrate.
I want the guy with the New Balance.
The guy
shoes
who
to
gave
win.
Oh you who's gonna whose number is going to be retired at Toyota Center.
One of the most embarrassing public.
Remember when you were all about this? Now things have changed.
Yeah.
No, I'm for the Rockets. I'm not for
No,
people.
You were for him.
No, I'm for the Rockets.
You
that
were
was
for
a Rocket
James.
Thing. James is a Rocket, hence I'm for him. I like the local teams, unlike you, who fly around like,
that's
oh,
true.
I'll be Oklahoma State John. Oh,
LSU,
I'll be LSU
Johnny.
John. Where is the Rice
guy? A&M Johnny.
Yeah.
I was Rice guy for a while.
Yeah. Are so, you now?
Got so
you,
off that.
Thankfully for you and us.
Got off
so,
that.
So you don't
think, that ride.
So you don't run to Twitter and retweet memories from James's time as a Rocket as if he's still on the team? Like on
no,
this date,
like the scheduled tweets they have?
On this, not the Rockets themselves, just Rockets Twitter. On this date, James did this. Yeah, but he doesn't play here anymore. So why are we still glorifying James?
I don't know why James gets glorified.
He doesn't play here anymore. Why are we making references to James or what could have been or how the Rockets
after
got over good. On this? Remember when James did this? He doesn't play here. He plays
sad.
For the Nets.
It was embarrassing. The James... The whole James retire the jersey stuff was embarrassing to me. I get that James is great, but if James hadn't forced his way out of Houston, I would have been cool with it. Honestly, if that was a Rockets thing, then he handled everything behind the scenes. But him showing up on Instagram, trying to post up at all these different spots to make them uncomfortable, you know what? Wait a couple years. Then you can do your James Harden stuff that you do. Hmm. Wait a couple years. Just don't do it now. Don't show how James, like, we miss you, James. No, we love you.
You owe James that much. You owe him that much.
You didn't
much
owe him anything.
To tell
you paid
him
$40 million
no
a year. You let him. You let
you
him run your
him
entire front office and player decisions. You let him kick coaches and players off the team. He literally was going Donald Trump. What was that show? The
Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Dwight, you fired. Sam Decker, fired. You, Kevin McHale, you fired. He was just firing everybody, James.
Chris
did.
Paul, you're fired.
Chris Paul, fired.
Russ,
he's
got to
go. I think Russ may have fired James, actually.
Yeah, it might have been.
And then you paid him every year. 1 year would pass, and Daryl would do a new multi-year extension for James. Oh, my God, we got to give him the max dollars before something bad happens.
Daryl called the A&M.
What?
Daryl called the A&M AD, who was giving someone all the extensions. He goes, I like what you're doing here.
What would you recommend we do to hang on to James? Yeah. Extensions every year.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. The most money you can give him, and as long as you can give him. Keep max extending him. Okay. I mean, so you make James wait a couple years before he gets some kind of special tribute and his jersey gets retired.
No, you don't wait. You got to tell him now so that James
can't
won't be
make
mad.
James wait.
So James will say, give nice interviews about the Rockets.
James like, I don't know. Who knows? I may come back to Houston.
Yeah, he told him that. He said, I might. You never know.
Great.
I might come back.
So when you're 35 and 36, that's when we can expect you back?
That's when they're at their best. Like Carlos Beltran, that worked out great. When Carlos left, he was one player. When he came back, he brought a trash can with him and no stick. Like, no thanks. I don't like the 37-year-old Beltran, the 38-year-old
Beltran.
Player's
coach. He's a player's coach in there, in the locker room. Yep. That's exactly what they did.
And now you got
any chance Najee Harris lasts till the Bills at 30?
Oh, it's a good chance.
He'll still be there?
Yep.
And still be the first running back taken?
I don't think the Bills will draft him.
You don't?
I think there's a decent chance that there are no running backs in the first.
Is there any chance Elijah Moore is there at 29 and the Packers take him?
Yes. The next Randall Cobb. Only a little more explosive.
Yeah, a little bigger.
Randall was good coming out.
No, he was.
He's not that big. He's a 180-something. Randall was a good player coming out. So is Elijah Moore. It's a good chance Elijah Moore could be a Saint.
There is a good chance.
There's a chance Elijah Moore could be a Bear.
Any chance your boy Indy takes Azeez Ojulari?
Hmm?
What about him in the division? Edge rusher.
No, I don't think at 21 he would. I think he'll try to trade back. Ballard usually tries to trade back.
He does?
Yeah. Tell you what, you might not like it that much if Dell's got Jalen Phillips ended up there.
I wouldn't like it that much?
He can rush a passer.
Yeah. What about Ojulari?
He can too, but I just don't know if he would go there.
He's got a little... Everybody's got medicals in this draft.
He said that earlier.
I told you. It's like, I got the call this weekend, guys going down medicals with me. I'm like, oh my... Not everybody's going to fall out of the first. Somebody's got to go in the first.
This is a soft.
This guy told me, like, well, Azeez could fall out. Tevin Jenkins could fall out. He's running down the list of players. Caleb Farley fall out. Who's getting drafted?
There's going to be a lot of guys.
Are they going to opt out of the first? Are we opting out of a first?
We're opting out. We're opting out of everything.
Somebody's got to go in the first. Landon Dickerson, no. This guy, no. No. Are they all hurt severely? And the answer is, we just don't know. Like, all we have is information. We can't dig deeper. We don't have enough time. And there's a belief that this is the absolute worst year in the draft, in the history of the draft.
For injuries?
For everything. They can't go meet kids. They couldn't go on campus to go talk to coaches this year. They don't have as much background on the players. Several players opted out and didn't. They don't have tape for 2020. Some opted out in the middle of the year. Some didn't do things at their workout. They wouldn't run. They wouldn't do different drills. It's like, this is the worst year. You can't find out who the kids are. We don't have enough time to get deeper injury information. We don't get a chance to talk to the coaches as much because we can't go in during the year to talk to them. They just said it's the biggest crapshoot in the history of the draft ever. So many of these players are crapshoots. Mm. You know who's getting killed right
but
now?
But somebody's going to get drafted.
Christian Barmore's getting killed.
Is he?
From Alabama? Yeah. I've been told drop him out of the first. Really? He's talented. Doesn't matter. Drop him out. Drop Christian Barmore out. Yep. Not always the most coachable guy. We'll just leave a practice field.
He's like Snacks.
He's a lot like that. Snacks wouldn't get drafted. And he's bigger than Snacks.
Did you compare him to Snacks on NFL.com?
I didn't have that as the comp.
Yeah.
The guy would just leave practice at any time to go to HEB.
4 foot something kid with, you know, who weighs 80 pounds or whatever. I don't even know what Snacks weighs, but 70 pounds. But no, I didn't comp him. But it's true, though. They just say injury. You know, I think he might have an injury deal, but there's just some stuff. There's some stuff. Questions about him being coachable. And my favorite myth is that anytime you say something about a player negative, it always turns into. Smoke screen. Somebody's trying to get a player to fall. In about 1 out of 50 times, that's the cases. Usually when you hear that negative stuff, it's getting out there because somebody who doesn't have a dog in a fight doesn't care, and they're willing to tell you. Like, we don't care. I can just tell you now, they're killing Barmore, right? So somebody may tell Daniel Jeremiah that or may tell me that who has no need for a defensive tackle. They don't care. They're just being honest with us because it doesn't matter to them. And that's real stuff. Smoke screen season. Just putting smoke screen out there so they fall to so fall.
Oh, really?
To
How'd that
team.
Work out? How for Dan Orlovsky? You better watch yourself with your reckless.
I know
your reckless Christian Barmore. You better leave him alone.
Yeah, you better watch yourself. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, and if not,
bye, bitch.
You're gonna get canceled. You just got canceled by Dell.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch.
You just got canceled. All right, 10 o'clock, top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Me and Dell going the rest of the way if you want to get in. 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.